Time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
The Bills are 2-4, and they're heading to Indianapolis to take on the 1-5 Colts. Before we get into our preview of the game, there's a lot of subplots.
Really have to go beyond the playbook here. Take a moment to acknowledge a pretty remarkable development that took place this week. On Tuesday night, the Ralph Wilson Foundation announced they were donating $100 million to Buffalo to recreate LaSalle Park and develop a trail system in the region. Hey, sports ownership has made a lot of families exceptionally wealthy, and that goes for the late Ralph Wilson, to be sure. Yes, he took a big risk by bringing the Bills to Buffalo in 1960, and the people of Buffalo showed their appreciation year in and year out, which made him wealthy beyond his wildest dreams, which is why it's amazing to see this kind of philanthropy. That part of his fortune comes full circle is, you know, just not only a feel-good story, but one that I hope sports ownership and their families across the country notice and a lead that they follow into the future. And on to the game this weekend. Well, I guess it kind of looks like about as dull as possible on paper. There's just no shortage of intrigue still. We'll start with the 2-4 Bills being nearly a one-touchdown underdog against the 1-5 Colts. This is in large part due to rookie quarterback Josh Allen's injury that ruled him out. Backup Nathan Peterman's continuing disastrous play, which brings us to Buffalo starting a quarterback in Derek Anderson, who he wasn't even in football 2 weeks ago. And this is where the Bills are at in the never-ending quest for an answer at the most important position in all of sports. One big question mark that doesn't set up for a good answer this weekend. And on the flip side of the ball, the other major challenge and question mark is how much longer can Buffalo's defense continue to play at such a high level? Over the last 4 weeks, they've been among the best in the league with little support from the offense, and it's just unlikely to continue indefinitely.
If the Bills are to get back on track here with a win, how will it all come together?
Got to start with that big, giant question mark at quarterback. New Bills passer Derek Anderson is coming in off the street, but he's also a seasoned veteran. And it's likely the Bills will employ a lot of quick and safe schemes aimed at minimizing mistakes, controlling field position, and time of possession. And that recipe includes a needed big game by running back LeSean McCoy. And while this doesn't sound like the most exciting game necessarily, the offense will almost have to act as an arm of the defense to come away with a win in this matchup. And that's because part of their strategy will need to focus on limiting the opportunities of Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Despite being just 1-5, the Colts are averaging a little over 25 points per game, while the Bills are averaging half that on the season. So to set up the Bills' defense for success, the Bills' offense will have to play safe and time-consuming football. And unless Derek Anderson shocks the football world and orchestrates a high-scoring performance, a low-scoring game better be mistake-free to hand over the best opportunity to the defense, which, despite a brutal first two games of the season, they've given up just a little over 13 points per game over the last 4 weeks. And when you consider the league's best defense, the Baltimore Ravens, have given up just under 13 points per game on the season, you can see how good Buffalo has been on that side of the ball over the last 4 weeks. This recipe for success is certainly possible given how challenging it may be for the Colts to prepare for a quarterback, even a veteran like Anderson, without any film study on how he fits in the Buffalo's offense. But if the Colts do get out to an early lead and manage to break Buffalo's recent streak of defensive success, could set up for a long day for Bills fans.
Wow. I'm not looking forward to a long day. We've already had enough of those this year.
Yeah, right?
All right, Matt Sabuda, looking forward to talking to you again Monday. As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.